将我们的心高举，能够带到神的面前。
Thank you, worship team. You really lifted us up.
先来问一下大家，休斯顿是以什么著名于世？
So, I want to ask everybody a question. What is Houston is known for?
石油。
Oil.
航空。
Aerospace.
还有医学。
And medicine.
好，那我今天首先要跟大家讲一个很著名的医学的故事。
So, I want to tell everybody a very famous medical story.
这张幻灯片是放在是发自于1970年代的这个 Life 的这个杂志上。大家看到右边是一个很著名的叫 Dr. DeBakey 医生。
So everybody knows, see the Life magazine, right? It's published in the 1970s, and on the right is Dr. DeBakey.
DeBakey 是第一个在世界上第一个发明了心脏搭桥手术的医生。
And he developed the heart bypass surgery.
左边叫 Dr. Cooley.
And the left is Dr. Cooley.
他在1968年在美国完成了第一个心脏移植手术。
And he completed the first heart transplant in the United States in 1968.
Dr. Cooley 在1953年投奔了当时最有名的 Dr. DeBakey 医生。
So in 1953, Dr. Cooley defected to Dr. DeBakey. It was so famous at that time.
1969年 Dr. DeBakey 是贝勒医学院的院长。
So he was the director of the Baylor Medical Center.
1969年的4月4号礼拜五。
So in 1969, April 4th, it's a Friday.
DeBakey 医生要到外地做手术。
Dr. DeBakey was going out of town for surgery.
所以他就把当时要在礼拜五做的一台手术移到了礼拜一。
So he changed, rescheduled the operation into a Monday.
但是 Dr. Cooley 又把手术从礼拜一又移回到礼拜五。
But Dr. Cooley changed the operation time back to Friday.
Do you know what happened?
你们知道发生什么事吗？
世界上第一例的人工心脏移植手术完成了。
So he completed the world's first artificial heart implantation.
这张相片是非常著名的相片。
That's a very famous picture.
那以后 Dr. Cooley 更出名了。
So after that, Dr. Cooley became so famous.
但是从此恩怨开始了。
So the grudge started.
这个杂志上面写了一个叫 Better Field.
Oh, they said it's a medical field.
Better
field. Oh, a bitter field. Yes, a bitter.
苦读的。树敌。
树敌啊。
树敌。
Okay.
就是两个啊，一对。所以你们猜猜看，他这个恩怨会不会结束啊？
So you think this grudge, you know, this feud will end?
这个恩怨整整持续了40年。
So this feud lasted for 40 years.
在他们两个人快要离开人世的时候，他们才握手言和。
So kind of right before they left the world, they finally shook their hands.
你看看后面那些医生都在那边鼓掌。
See, all those people behind them were clapping.
那我们再看看其他一些例子。
So let's look at some other examples.
有一个年轻人在他生命成长的过程中当中受到父母亲的伤害。
So a teenager was hurt by the parents because the way that parents disciplined him or her.
他说我以后不会去参加我父母亲的追思礼拜。
And he said, I will not go to my parents' memorial service in the future.
夫妻，另外例子，夫妻因着罪彼此伤害。
And you know, sometimes in the marriages, we sin against each other.
有个例子，家暴以后，妻子将被血染的衣服珍藏。
And you know, there's another example. After domestic violence, the wife kept the blood-stained clothes.
她不愿将那个被染的血的衣服啊洗去。
She doesn't want the stain on the clothes to be washed away.
所以每次一有争执，就把血衣拿出来。
So whenever there's a fight occurred, and she will took out the blood-stained clothes.
你知道每次一看到血衣，心中的什么？就像我们中国电影叫《白毛女》那个，叫往事仇恨涌心头。
So it's like you know a Chinese movie. I don't know the name, but it's like you know the hatred just kept lingering and lingering and lingering.
所以在教会我们也看到弟兄姐妹因着服事，因为文化的不同、服事方法的不同，造成了里面的彼此的伤害。
So, you know, even at church, brothers and sisters were hurt by different ways to serve or different cultural differences.
所以这些故事是不是听起来非常的耳熟?
So, you know, these stories sound familiar, right?
因此我们看到饶恕的需要。
So we can see the need for forgiveness.
饶恕能够恢复我们跟神和谐的关系。
So forgiveness will restore our relationship with our God.
也能恢复我们身心灵的健康。
And it will help us to have physical, psychological, and spiritual health.
但是在中国人的传统文化里面。
But you know, in our Chinese traditional culture,
中国人常说，君子报仇十年不晚。
You know, we have a saying, say, it's not too late for a gentleman to revenge 10 years later.
有仇不报，非君子。
And they say, if you do not revenge, then you are not a gentleman.
所以饶恕是非常不容易的。
So forgiveness is so hard, it's not easy.
好，那我们今天我们就来看看耶稣在圣经里面怎么教导我们，然后他怎么做一个榜样。
So let's look at Jesus' teaching and the examples that he set for us.
好，那我们先来读一下今天我们的经文，在马太福音的第十八章二十一节到三十五节。
Let's read today's scriptures from Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 to 35.
请你用方便的语言，我们一起来读，好吧
？Let's read with our preferred language.
好，开始。那时，彼得前对耶稣说：“主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？到七次可以吗？”耶稣说：“我对你说。”不是到七次，乃是到七十个七次。天国好像一个王，要和他仆人算账。才算的时候，有人带了一个欠1000万银子的来，因为他没有什么偿还之物。主人吩咐他，把他和他妻子儿女，并一切所有的，都卖了偿还。那仆人就俯伏拜他，说：“主啊，宽容我，将来我都要还清。”那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了。并且免了他的债。那仆人出来遇见他的一个同伴欠他10两银子，便揪着他掐住他的喉咙说：“把你所欠的还我。”他的同伴就俯伏央求他说：“宽容我吧，将来我必还清。”他不肯，紧去把他下到监里，等他还了所欠的债。众同伴看见他所做的事，就甚忧愁，去把这事告诉主人。于是主人叫了他来，对他说：“你这恶奴才，你央求我，就把你所欠的都免了。你不应该临谢你的同伴，向我临谢你吗？”你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们。好，那我们用英文再读一遍，好吧？
Let's read the verse 35 in English. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart.
所以我们在这里看到彼得问耶稣，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他多少次。
So here we see that Peter asked Jesus, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him?
七次可以吗？
As many as 7 times.
其实七次已经超出自我能力了。
Actually, you know, 7 times is beyond a man can do on his own strength.
中国人可以饶恕人几次？
You think we Chinese can forgive people how many times?
3次。
3 maybe?
一次都不饶恕。
Even once.
你们说是不是？
What do you think?
那但是主耶稣对关于人的宽恕的解答在这里是七十个七次。
But Jesus' answer on forgiveness is 70 times 7.
七十个七次是多少
？So how many times is that？
这不是490次哈。
You think it's 490 times？
因为七在犹太人的文化里面是完全的意思。
7 represent a completeness in the Jewish culture。
所以七十个七次就意味着无限的饶恕。
So 70 times 7 means infinite forgiveness。
永远的饶恕。
Eternal forgiveness。
完完全全的饶恕。
Complete forgiveness.
那紧接着他又讲到两个人，一个是欠主人1000万银子的人。
And there are two other men mentioned in this verse. One was the servant who owed the master 10,000 talents.
一个是欠这仆人10两银子的人。
And the other one just owed the servant 100 denarii.
一个是主人就动了慈心。
One is that out of pity the master has.
就把他所欠的一千万银子都赦免了。
And the master released him and forgave his debt.
另一个是揪住他。
The other one is seize him.
掐住他的喉咙。
And choke him in his throat.
你们掐一掐自己的喉咙。
Try to choke your own throat.
Oh, don't do it, don't do it. 等一下出事情哈。这个，所以他说啊，你把你所欠的还我。
He said, pay what you owe me.
所以在这个比喻和鲜明的对照中，
so you can see this sharp contrast.
我们看到上帝的饶恕和恩典是何等的浩大。
So we can see God's forgiveness and His grace.
好，那我们再看看耶稣的榜样。
Let's look at a Jesus example.
主耶稣在十字架上说
，On the cross, Jesus said,
父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Forgive them, for they know not what they do.
这是完全的饶恕。
This is complete forgiveness.
好，那我们来看看什么叫饶恕呢
？So let's see what is forgiveness.
饶恕的定义就是，饶恕是一门艺术，医治因别人的过错带给你内心的伤害。
Forgiveness is an art of healing inner wounds inflicted by other people's wrongs.
饶恕是我放弃因你伤害我，而我也要伤害你的权利。
Forgiveness is to give up the right to hurt you, even though you have hurt me.
所以饶恕就是放弃权利。
So,Forgiveness is to give up your right.
这个前提是什么呢？你伤害我，我也要伤害你。
And the right is, I give up the right to hurt you, even though you have hurt me.
人的一生当中，每一个人都有被伤害的经历。
And I believe everybody in our life, we have experience of being hurt.
有个著名的基督徒作家亚当斯曾经说过。
There's a very well-known Christian writer, Adams.
他说，人类最大的需要就是饶恕。
He says the greatest need of mankind is forgiveness.
人类若没有饶恕，他就要永远在地狱中受苦；有了饶恕，他就要永远在天国里与主同住。
Unless mankind forgive, he will suffer forever in hell. But with forgiveness, he will always be with the Lord in heaven.
然而，现实当中，饶恕谈何容易
？But in our real life, how hard that is! It's easier said than done.
你听到中国人常有的人说，我死了都不饶恕他。
A lot of time, the Chinese say, I won't even forgive him, even I die.
所以，作为神的儿女，如何实践饶恕的功课呢
？So how do we practice forgiveness as children of God?
特别是当我不能也无力饶恕的时候。
Especially when I cannot and I have no strength to forgive.
所以我今天就想从下面几点来分享。
So I want to share with the following points with you guys.
啊，第一个。啊，对不起，我再回到啊，刚才有个叫 unknown 一个著无名的一个作者说到 ，forgiveness is unlocking the door to set someone free and realize you were in the prisoner。
那这边有一个就是讲说饶恕，就是我们把那个监狱的门打开哈，就是我们就一定要把那监狱打开，不然我们自己就是在那个监狱里面。
好，那我们来先来读一下这经文哈，在以弗所书4:31-32。
So let's read the verse, Ephesians chapter 4:31-32.
好，一起来念。
Read our own preferred language.
一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、诽谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕你们一样。所以第一个重点就是我要讲啊，这个 lesson 饶恕的功课里面就是重新审视自己的罪。
So lesson of forgiveness, the first one, examine our own sins.
弟兄姐妹，我们为什么在冲突以后不愿饶恕呢
？So brothers and sisters, why don't we want to forgive after the conflict?
因为我吃亏了。
Because we feel like we got taken advantage, right?
我被侵犯了。
I was violated.
我被误解了。
I was misunderstood.
我被羞辱了。
I was humiliated.
然而，当我们在思考这些啊以往的冲突当中，你会想到我自己的罪也是造成冲突的一部分。
But you know, let's consider whether my own sins was also part of the conflict in the conflict.
我可能在这冲突当中自己可能也有错。
Maybe I have some fault during this conflict.
比如说缺乏爱心。
Such as lack of love.
说了不恰当的话。
We said inappropriate words.
没有耐心，或者是没有爱的态度来回应。
Maybe I show no patience, no love in my attitude.
婚姻关系紧张。
And marital tensions.
是不是我对我的配偶关心、关爱和尊重不够？
Maybe I do not care, love, or show respect to my spouse enough.
儿女出问题，是不是我对时间摆上不够？我对他们的关注也不够。
And sometimes we have problem with children. Maybe I did not try enough and not understanding their needs, spending time with them.
同工一起服侍的时候，是不是在当中我有自以为意？坚持己见。
So maybe when we work with our coworkers serving the church, maybe because I'm self-righteous, we're stubborn.
这里我要讲到一个我自己的例子。
I want to share with you my own example.
你知道在准备讲章过程当中，我写下了初稿，我让我的太太读了一下，我太太说写的不够深刻。
So you know, when I was preparing, I write the first draft, and I show my wife, and my wife say that's not good enough.
所以我写了第二篇，但是这篇没有让她看。
So I wrote the second draft and I didn't show her.
所以我今天分享这故事，我的两个女儿都在这里，她们也是第一次听说。
So the story, the details I'm sharing, this is the first time I hear, including my two daughters here.
但是因为今天这个讲到的题目就是饶恕的功课，所以我不太害怕。因为什么？因为即使我在这里说错话，我回去我太太会饶恕我的。
Because we're talking about forgiveness, right? So even if I made any mistakes today, my wife will forgive me when I go home.
多年前我跟我岳父在一起有一次冲突。
So many years ago, I had an argument with my father-in-law.
我当时被我岳父言语跟他的行动深深的伤害了。
I was deeply hurt by the words and behavior of my father-in-law.
我岳父当时用的言语也是中文能够伤害人的最大极限了。
And the language used by my father-in-law was the most hurtful Chinese can be used to hurt people.
很长一段时间，我想用我自己的方法跟时间来解决我跟他的冲突。
So for a long time, I used my own strength and my methods and to resolve the conflict with my father-in-law.
所以每次看到他或者提到他
So every time I saw him or mentioned his name,
愤怒跟痛苦总是在我心里面煎熬。
Deep down, I felt angry and in pain.
尽管我知道作为神的儿女，我要饶恕他。
Even though I know I'm a God's child, I need to forgive.
但每次总是挣扎着做不到。
I always struggle to do so.
你知道吗？中国人在冲突以后相处的方式有着下面三种。
So I found out the way Chinese deal with the aftermath of conflict is the following three things.
第一种是否定，假装问题不存在。
The first, we pretend the problem does not exist, right?
第二种是逃离。
Second, we just flee.
第三种是暴力。
Third, it's violence.
所以我跟我岳父前面两种都用过了。
So my father-in-law and I, we tried the first two methods.
他是假装否定不存在。
So he pretended that I was not there.
我是迅速逃离。
So I fled, you know, quickly.
然后第三种我不敢用。
The third one we dare not to use yet.
因为什么？因为我跟我岳父都是基督徒。
Because we both are Christians.
然后他有他爱很可爱的女儿。
And he has his lovely daughter.
我有我可爱的妻子。
And I have my lovely wife.
所以每次回到父母家。
So every time I go to their house,
我都要进到我的屋里面去祷告。
I have to go into the room and pray.
让神的爱来充满我。
So let God's love fill me first.
所以才出来跟他们打招呼。
And then I'll say hello to them.
爸爸妈妈，你们回来了。
I'll say, Mom and Dad, you're back.
然后在饭桌上有一些简短的交通，然后是迅速撤离。
And then I'll just have very brief conversation and I'll leave quickly.
有一回在跟属灵伙伴一起在祷告的时候，我们在操场上散步。
One time I was walking with my spiritual partner on the track.
那时候我伤不自禁，中国人讲情不自禁，我是伤不自禁。
You know, we said, you know, our emotions just so full, and I had so much bitterness in my heart.
所以我又在那里诉说我自己的伤痛的感觉，以及内心那种苦毒。
So I was telling him, you know, I was so hurt and I had bitterness in my heart.
所以我的属灵伙伴看到我那种痛苦的样子，我们就一起跪在操场上，我们真的是手举起来，仰面朝天，放声痛哭。
So my spiritual partner saw that I was so painful, so we knelt down in the track, looking up and cry and ask God.
我们来寻求上帝的公义和回答。
For His justice and answers.
但是上帝沉默了。
But God was silent.
在一次的培灵会上。
And another time at the spiritual retreat.
讲员叫我们学生把你一生当中最不能饶恕的人写下来，然后扔到前面有一个箱子里面，奉主的名宣告饶恕。
The speaker told us to write down the name of the person you need to forgive the most in your life and then throw into a box in the front and proclaim forgiveness in the name of the Lord.
我当时写下我岳父的名字。
At that time, I wrote down my father-in-law's name.
可是还没，我快走到这个前面的时候，我又把那纸条偷偷的挪成一团，塞到我的裤子里面。
So at the last minute, I slipped a piece of paper back into my pocket.
我的太太和属灵伙伴看到我那种无力、痛苦和挣扎，为我整整祷告了一个月。
My wife and her spiritual partner saw my powerless suffering and struggle, so they prayed for me for a whole month.
我真的是无法饶恕他。
I really couldn't forgive him.
每当想起那个被羞辱、被伤害的情景
，Every time I thought of that insulting and hurtful scene,
我的心就像。电影里面心灵小屋里面那个破碎的船从里面涌进了污水，我的心灵就被污秽。
So my heart is like those dirty water. If you've seen the movie Shack, there's a boat it's filled with dirty water from leaks at the bottom of the boat. It's so dirty.
但是感谢神。
But praise the Lord.
我的转折点就是在我参加了正道的一门课叫属灵生命的培养跟操作这门课。
My turning point was I took a course as Logos called Cultivating and Practicing Spiritual Life.
其中一个环节就是清理内心的垃圾跟进食祷告。
And one of the lessons is to clean out the inner junk and following with the prayer.
在圣灵的光照下，我全能敞开。
By the conviction from the Holy Spirit, I opened up myself.
在那个时刻，我突然看到我自己一生当中所犯下的大罪、小罪和过失。
And at that moment, I suddenly saw that I had so many sins, iniquities, and transgressions in my life.
神让我看到，在跟我岳父的冲突当中，以及冲突后，我自己犯下的罪。
God showed me that I'm actually a sinner during and after the conflict with my father-in-law.
没有耐心，不尊重长辈。
I have no patience, and I did not respect elders.
不饶恕苦读，伤害自己的妻子和儿女。
I have no forgiveness, I have bitterness, and I hurt my wife and my children.
但是神却这样无条件地饶恕了我。
But God forgave me unconditionally.
马太福音七章三到四节说过，为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？
And in Matthew chapter 7, verse 3-4 say, Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye?
我却揪住另一块欠我钱的人，掐住他的脖子，这种态度来对待我的岳父。
And the way I treated my father-in-law is just like that servant seized the person who owed me the money.
借着牧师还有十六个围在我身边的同学的祷告，圣灵大大的那天圣灵大大的助攻。
So through the prayers of the pastor and 16 classmates who surrounded me, the Holy Spirit worked a great deal.
我和我的同学们都痛哭。
My class and I, we burst into tears.
我的脑海里面不断地出现主耶稣在十字架上的那个样子。
So my mind just had that scene kept coming up that Jesus was on the cross.
中文里面有首歌叫《十字架上的光芒》。
We know there's a song, it's called the Light of the Cross. It's a Chinese hymnal.
主耶稣温柔又慈祥。
It says Jesus is so gentle and so kind.
是的，主耶稣再丑陋再羞辱。
Yes, Jesus, no matter how ugly, how insulting.
再痛苦再黑暗，罪大恶极，都没有一个是不能啊，是没有一个大到没有一个大，是没有一个大到十字架的救赎的恩典是不可以解决的。
No matter how painful or how dark a place where sin is so great, there's no problem that redemptive grace on the cross cannot solve.
我要降服，我要奉你的名，奉你的名宣告饶恕。
I have to surrender, submit to you, and I proclaim your name to forgive.
我相信你的救赎，我相信你的宝血，我相信你的牺牲。我相信你的复活。
I believe in your redemption. I believe in your blood. I believe in your sacrifice. I believe in your resurrection.
你所做的这些都是为了我。
All you have done is for me.
那天我将所有一切的恼怒、苦毒和愤怒，还有我岳父的名字， 通通地扔到箱子里面去。
So that day, I put all the bitterness, anger, wrath, and my father-in-law's name into that box.
因为我深深地知道 ，Jesus paid all. It is finished.
Because I know deeply, 主耶稣为我舍身，罪债全还清，已经成了。
主耶稣为我舍身，罪债还清了，一切都完成了。
Jesus paid it all. It's finished.
Jesus paid all. It is finished.
罪债全还清，成了。
从那以后，我就开始为我岳父祷告。
So since then, I started to pray for my father-in-law.
然后学习无条件饶恕他。
So I learned to forgive him unconditionally.
弟兄姐妹，你们知道那天来我们那个课堂参加的包括我自己17位同学，从全美国各地来，我发现这些都是教会的领袖。
So you know, at that day in my course.Including myself, there are 17 people, and all those people were leaders from the church.
每一个人都在诉说饶恕的故事。
Everyone was telling the story of their own forgiveness.
有的是他先生被先生背叛。
And some are betrayed by the husbands.
有的是被他的配偶伤害。
And sometimes betrayed by their spouses.
有的是因为子女的问题。
And some are the problem of the children.
有的是在服事当中深深的受伤害。
And some are because they were serving together and they were hurt by the co-workers.
包括我们的牧者。
Including the pastoral staff.
所以真的是感谢主，圣灵大大的做工。
So praise the Lord, the Holy Spirit worked greatly.
我也感谢主，因着我岳父生命的成长和改变。
And I was so thankful that my father-in-law has grown spiritually and his life has changed.
所以这一次的家庭的这种祷告当中，我们都愿意互相认罪。
So one time when we had a prayer in our family prayer meeting, we confessed to each other.
而且重新和好并修复了破裂的关系。
We reconciled and restored the broken relationship.
饶恕，因为自己曾经被神饶恕。
We can forgive because we were forgiven.
正如主祷文所说的，免了我们的债，如同我们免了别人的债。
As the Lord's Prayer puts it, forgive our debts as also we've forgiven our debtors.
这是我今天要说的第一点。
This is the first point I want to share.
好，第二点，饶恕工我要讲重新定睛于神，并让神改变我的生命。
The second point is we have to focus on God and let God change my life.
大家很熟悉的这段经文在加拉太书5:22-23。
Let's read the fruit of spirit.
圣灵所结的果子，一起来念。圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩赐、良善、信实、温柔、节制。真正的饶恕是出于耶稣基督的生命。
The true forgiveness is from the life of Christ, His life.
我再讲另外一个故事。
I'll tell you another story.
2003年。有一个从四川的来的中国留学生，在南非的开普敦。
And in 2003, there's a student. They went to he went to Cape Town, South Africa. He's from 四川。
他的名字叫李宗成。
His name is Li Zhongchen.
是一个小鲜肉，帅哥，富二代。
He's a very handsome boy. You know, very very handsome, nice young man.
所以在周六晚上，他去参加 party， 车上载了两个女同学，一个叫。Lena, 一个叫 Cathy.
So on Saturday night, he went to a party and he drove two passengers, Lena and Cathy.
因为车速过超，开车车速过快，结果翻车了。他跟 Lena 受了严重伤害 ，Cathy 当场死亡。
So you know he drove too fast, and he himself and Lena was seriously injured, but Cathy died on the spot.
警察来调查车速过快，而且服用了酒精。
And police came to investigate and realized he drove too fast and he took a lot of alcohol.
而且很多就要判他罪，故意杀人。
And he drank so much, so he must be sued.
有一天，忠诚的父母亲从中国四川赶到了南非。
So Zhongchen's parents came all the way from 四川 to South Africa.
有一天，他们就来到了这个 Cathy 的父母亲的家中。
So they came to Cathy's family.
Cathy 的父亲在门口迎接他们。
Cathy's father greeted them at the door.
他脸上非常的忧伤，但是没有痛苦，没有那种不是没有愤怒。
And you can see he's very sad. He has sadness in his eyes, but he did not show any anger.
他们和忠诚的父母亲一一拥抱。
So they hug each other.
他们走进 屋里的时候，忠诚这个母亲恍惚不断地对这个 Cassy 的母亲说，对不起，真的对不起，真的真的对不起。
So Zhongchen's mother repeatedly said to Cassy's mother, I'm sorry, I'm really, really, really sorry, I'm sorry.
Cassy 的母亲走过来，双手拥抱这个忠诚的母亲。
So Cassy's mother extended her arms and hugged Zhongchen's mother.
她说这是意外，不要过度自责。
So he told her, he said, this is an accident, do not blame yourself too much.
这个女孩的父亲拿了一张相片。
So at this time, the Casey's father showed them a family portrait.
他说这就是我们的女儿。
Say, this is our daughter.
几好几代人唯一的女儿。
So with all the so many generations, this is our only girl.
两个哥哥笑眯眯地站在旁边。
And the two boys were sitting, standing next to her.
这对从中国来的父母亲不知道如何处理这种事情。
And the parents from China, they really didn't know how to deal with something like this.
他们就想，那我们来赔偿。
So in their mind, they say we will compensate.
因为这对父母亲是在中国四川，他们是民营企业家，有钱。
So the parents, they're famous, you know, doctors. They have money.
但是 Casey 父母亲说我们不要钱。
But Casey's parents say we do not want money.
那不要钱，那不就是要我们的女儿，要把我们的儿子抓去坐牢吗
？So in their heart, they were like, oh, if you don't want money, so you want our child to go to prison?
所以忠诚他的父母亲心里就咔嚓就这么想了一下。
So they were just stunned. They were stunned.
但是 Casey 的父母亲说，我们已经失去了我们的女儿，她不会再回来了。
So Casey's parents told them, "We have lost our daughter, and she will not come back again."
他说我为什么要让另外一个人去坐牢呢
？And why should we let another child go to jail?
他说我们要宽恕他，并且要爱他。
So we should forgive him and love him.
而且因为他父母亲的坚持，检察院撤除了对忠诚的起诉。
And because of Casey's parents' perseverance, the prosecutor finally failed to convict Zhongcheng.
所以当这个忠诚的父母亲知道 Casey 的父母亲是基督徒以后，他们非常的震惊，他们信主了。
So the Zhongcheng's parents knew that they were Christians, and they were so shocked, and after that, they themselves became Christians.
所以他们回到四川以后，向他们的亲人、亲朋好友诉说这段奇妙的经历。
So after they returned to Sichuan, they told their relatives and friends about this experience.
所以他的亲戚朋友跟还有很多朋友都觉得不可思议。
And the relatives and friends also found it very incredible.
两个月以后，他的亲戚朋友共有十八个人在同一天受洗。
Two months later, 18 of Lee's relatives and friends they all baptized on the same day.
所以忠诚的父母回到中国以后，他们在他们企业在里面传福音。
So they also spread the gospel in their own business world.
他们在北京和四川建立教会。
They built churches in Beijing and Sichuan.
他们带领了建立了六七千教会，带领了几百个人信主。
They built about six or seven churches and led hundreds of people to Christ.
这是一个爱跟饶恕的故事。
This is a story of love and forgiveness.
因着宽容慈爱。
Because of forgiveness and loving kindness.
这个女孩的苦难带来一个家族的改变。
This girl's misery changed a life, a family.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你们看到从亚当出来的生命就是仇恨、恼怒、凶杀、愤怒。
So we will know, you know, the life from Adam is bitterness, is murder, is hatred from our own self.
但是从基督里面出来的生命就是慈爱、能够宽容、能够饶恕、有和平。
So from the life of Christ, it's loving kindness, there's forgiveness, we can forgive others, that's true forgiveness.
真的是求耶稣啊，能够帮助我们，让我们的里面也有基督的生命。
So let's ask God to help us to have the life of Christ in us.
真正的饶恕是出于基督爱的生命。
The true forgiveness is from the love of Christ, his life.
第三点我就讲我们要重新顺服圣灵的带领。
The third point is to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
约翰福音里面十六章第八节说到，圣灵来是叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
And in English it says, Holy Spirit will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment.
你知道吗？不饶恕别人，就像心灵里面这个情感跟心灵的癌症，不断的侵袭自己， 当它扩散的时候，不仅能够引起自己身体的很多疾病，比如像忧郁，像失眠。
Yeah, so unforgiveness is just like a cancer of emotions and minds. When it spreads, it's not only cause many physical diseases as depression or insomnia.
有个艺术家说过，一个不饶恕人好像自己吃了毒药，盼望别人去死。
So an artist once said, a man who is not willing to forgive is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die.
不仅自己受到捆绑，还让影响到周遭的人。
So this person is bonded by torture and also hurt innocent people around him.
对，我们愿意饶恕，是圣灵不断在我们心里做工，而且我们也愿意顺服。
So when we are willing to forgive, it's not because of us, it's because Holy Spirit works in our heart that for us to be willing to obey.
南非的前总统曼德拉，他是位黑人。
So the South African President Mandela, he was a black person.
他在监狱里面被关了27年。
He was in prison for 27 years.
有三位的白人的警察狱警，就是监狱里面警察，对他每天的这种责谩骂、鞭打，有时候鞭打，有时候甚至是羞辱他。
So there were three correctional officers in the jail. They tortured him, they mistreated him, they treated him worldly, they abused him.
1995年，当他被当选为南非的总统的时候
，So when he became the president in 1995，
那时候南非的白人跟黑人关系非常紧张，所以他当选总统的时候，白人心里，特别是那三个警察，心里非常非常的紧张。
So when he became the president, you know, those three correction officers, they were very afraid because at that time the racial tension was high.
因为曼德拉握有生杀大权，他可以把他们扔到监狱里面去。
Because he has all the power, he can throw them into jails or prisons.
但是他没有，他邀请了这三位曾经虐待过、羞辱过他的白人这个狱警，来参加他的就职典礼。
But he didn't. He invited them to his inauguration.
他然后。他当着全国的电视观众面说，他说上帝要我饶恕你，我要饶恕你。
So he told those three people and in front of the whole country say, God wants me to forgive you, so I forgave you.
曼德拉曾经说过很著名的话。
He said something very famous.
我在这里念一下。他说当我走出囚室迈向通往自由的监狱大门的时候，我已经很清楚自己若不能把悲痛和怨恨留在身后，那么我其实仍然深陷在牢狱中。
So this is what he said. When I walked out of my cell and walked towards the prison gate leading to freedom, I knew that if I could not keep forgiving resent behind me, I would still be in prison.
曼德拉在这个图上，曼德拉，你躺在床上的是曼德拉，他上面说 ，I know it's hard, but we have to start letting go.
所以你在那边看到那个总统，对不对？他说这是非常难的，可是我一定要放手。
好，最后一部分，我们讲，那我们怎么样来操作饶恕这个，怎么样做这个饶恕的操练呢
？So let's see how do we practice forgiveness.
第一个，我们就是要向神倾心吐意，把我们受伤的感觉告诉神，将将以饶恕的人带到神的面前，交给主。
So the first one is that we have to tell God. We tell God how we were hurt, and we trust the Lord with the person that who are hard to forgive.
然后第二个就是在神的面前告诉神，我为什么不能饶恕这个人。
And the second is why can I forgive this person? Tell God the reason for unforgiveness.
对我自己的例子而言，我就是自义，因为我自己坐在审判这个宝座上来审判别人。
So for myself, I was self-righteous. You know, I was sitting on God's throne, thinking I'm the judge, and I was judging others.
第三个就是 ask， 就是来求圣灵帮助，来靠主宣告饶恕。
So the third one is to ask the Holy Spirit's help to proclaim forgiveness in the name of the Lord.
向神承认，我们不会掌握真理的全部，我们愿意将我们的主权交给上帝。
So we have to confess to God that we do not have all the truth, but we are willing to hand over our sovereignty to Him.
然后最后一步就是说，告诉对方。我已经原谅你了。
So the very last one is to tell the person that you have forgiven him or her.
你可以通过邮件，可以通过这个 WeChat、Line、Facebook、Twitter 这些方式来告诉对方。
And we can use all kind of social media, right? Like Facebook, WeChat, and Line to tell the person.
饶恕不是一件容易的事情。
Forgiveness is not an easy task.
老鼠就像剥洋葱，过程当中有很多的眼泪，但是洋葱最后被你剥光了。
Forgiveness is like peeling an onion. There may be many tears while we're peeling, but the onion will be peeled completely.
饶恕是神的心意，也是神的命令。
Forgiveness is God's will and God's command.
我们饶恕是因为神先饶恕了我们。
We forgive because the Lord forgave us first.
让我们能够学耶稣。
Let's learn from Jesus.
让主饶恕的生命。
May His life of forgiveness.
主的荣美由我身上能够流露出来，我们将好叫他神的名得荣耀。
So all His glory and His grace can be shown in our eyes, in our life, so we can give Him the glory.
我现在邀请敬拜团队上来，我们一起来唱啊最后一首歌。
好，Let's ask the worship.
我们一起起立好吗？
Let's stand up.